Let's go now to California's Bay Area, where a string of assaults against senior citizens has alarmed people in Oakland's Chinatown. On Monday, police announced they'd arrested a man who is now facing multiple charges. Video of one attack shows a 91-year-old man being violently pushed to the ground. A local prosecutor is investigating whether the assaults were racially motivated. Hate crimes against Asian Americans have risen sharply during the coronavirus pandemic. The Stop Asian American and Pacific Islander Hate organization recorded 126 incidents involving elderly victims between March and December. The recent violence in Oakland's Chinatown follows several thefts in the neighborhood. Some business leaders are asking Oakland police for assistance and for citizen patrols. For more, we're joined by Julie Chang from member station KQED in San Francisco. And Julie, the suspect now in custody is accused of assaulting multiple people in a single day. What do we know about him?
Well, we know that the Oakland Police Department arrested and charged the man involved in the incidents earlier this week. He was charged with assault, elder abuse, and among other things. What we don't know is the motive, so the motive hasn't been released yet.
And there have been other attacks, right, on elderly residents in the Bay Area. There was an 84-year-old Thai man killed just a couple of weeks ago. What do we know about this pattern of other assaults?
The commonality between all of the violent attacks seems to be that they're seemingly unprovoked. We're not sure why these attacks are happening, but we do know that they're happening at a time when anti-Asian sentiments are high, you know, ever since the start of the pandemic. The other commonality is that a lot of these attacks are getting captured on camera. You know, there was one person I spoke with in Oakland. I asked him why he thinks these two incidents have gotten such national attention. He said it reminded him of the George Floyd video. Now, of course, we don't want to conflate the two or three videos. You know, in the George Floyd video, we see a man getting killed by police, by officers who are supposed to protect him. I think the commonality, though, is that the attacks on elderly Asians is something that the Asian American community has known about for a long time. Just like the Black community has said time and again that members of their community are targeted by police. So people have to pay attention to them.
Yeah, the video component does seem significant, but there's something that really seems to grip the public when you see it with your own eyes. And Julie, in addition to the violent attacks, we've also seen some thefts. We've heard Carl Chan, who is president of the Oakland Chinatown Chamber of Commerce, calling for an increased police presence in the neighborhood. What are you hearing from the community? I mean, is that in general what folks want? They want more police in the neighborhood?
So we're seeing a division between two groups. The first group wants to see more police presence, and then the second group does not. This divide also seems to be generational. You know, the older Asian American generations are like, yes, we need more police to deter crime. But then we have like the younger generations who are arguing for community investment to disrupt criminal behavior. They want more restorative justice. Also, what's interesting about this conversation, too, is that the group that doesn't want more police is essentially accusing the other group that does of seeing the Asian American community as a monolith. So it's like one Asian group telling the other Asian group, yo, we're not all the same. And so more police doesn't necessarily equal to more safety for those particular individuals.
And for folks who feel that way, we've seen some saying an alternative would be a form of citizen patrol or a neighborhood watch to start circulating in the streets. What's driving that? Is it mistrust of the police or just a feeling that law enforcement is too slow?
You know, it's the latter. So I spoke to several people in Chinatown who've complained that, you know, OPD or the Oakland Police Department is right by Chinatown. But anytime that they call in a robbery or an attack, police come hours later. You know, there's also been a lot of conversations about Chinatown feeling forgotten. And that's why we have a lot of these patrol groups, the volunteer patrol groups forming. But then there's also been discussions about whether or not these volunteer patrol groups are a good idea. You know, there's going to be a few groups that ultimately, because of systemic racism, because of just the way, you know, people are set up, they're going to be profiling Black people, brown people for crimes that they didn't commit.
And we have seen law enforcement become a contentious issue among city officials as well, right? We've seen finger pointing between Mayor Libby Schaff and some city council members over a proposal to cut $25 million from the Oakland police budget. How is that playing out?
You know, the people I spoke with in Oakland told me that police presence had decreased in Chinatown long before discussions of defund OPD even started. And then when I spoke with Carl Chan, he had told me that he just doesn't want to see politics getting involved. He just wants to look for solutions and ways to move forward so that we can help the Chinatown community instead of politicians throwing blame at each other.
That's Julie Chang from member station KQED in San Francisco. Julie, thank you.
Thanks for having me.